Welcome to the Optimal Body Podcast. I'm Doc Jen.
And I'm Dr. Dom, and we are doctors of physical therapy, bringing you the body tips and PT pearls to help you begin to understand your body, relieve your pains and restrictions, and answer your questions.
Along with expert guests, our goal of the Optimal Body Podcast is to help you discover what optimal means within your own body. Let's dive in. This is a super unique episode. Thanks for joining us. We're talking all about the optimal body today, and not just about the podcast, but actually about the membership that we created together and what that means and who it's for. And what is an optimal body? Why did we name it that?
I love the messaging of the optimal body podcast or the optimal body membership, because up front, a lot of people think, oh, there is, what is the optimal body? Mm-hmm. They think it's because we're defining the optimal body and right. This is how you get the optimal body. When in reality, it's almost the exact opposite message, where there is no one optimal body. And here are a lot of different options.
Exactly. You know, when I first filmed like a little promo to kind of talk about the optimal body and have excitement about it, when I first created the membership, when I was like, and find your optimal body. And I kind of like pointed at myself and I felt so embarrassed. I was like, oh my God, I don't mean like I have the optimal body. It was really embarrassing.
But so
I
had to do it again. You have your optimal body.
Yeah, that's what the intention was. It didn't look like it though.
So what is the optimal body? Can we dive more into actually what it is when you open up the membership?
Yeah. So ideally this was created because the mobility method is a place where it takes time, it takes a lot of commitment, it takes a lot of, you know, discipline. I'm going to self-assess myself, and then based on the self-assessment, I'm going to choose what my body needs, and I'm going to choose, you know, there's just so much more work that you have to do, which I think is really empowering to get to know your body on that deep of level. But I really realized that there was a gap in people who wanted to learn, because I also understand being so incredibly busy and overwhelmed and stressed, and that only, you know, contributes to pain even more. So how could I provide something for people where they could just learn? Okay. You don't have to, you know, really necessarily pick it all yourself or choose what your body needs. You just get to choose a video and learn, and that's it.
I think that it's so great how it kind of evolved out of the mobility method being that mobility resource, a little bit slower paced, takes a little bit more time, but gives you so much information. And some people just want to dive into some HIIT workouts. But how do you give them the good education in those movements, in what it requires to do complex HIIT movements? If we're getting popping in our hips, what might that mean? And why might we need to return to some core? And why might we need to return to some mobility work in order to balance up a little bit more and become more efficient at those movements? So I think it really helps to kind of through the back door, get people the education that they need through what they might just want in some buttery mobility flow. That's where really I get the most education when we go through some of the optimal body things.
I know what's funny is that, you know, I, back in the day when I was posting on Snapchat, actually, I always write out my workouts, and I would write out my 4x4s, my 5x5s, my circuits, whatever it may be. I would write it down. Usually I would do it with my roommate, Moshgan, shout out. Woohoo. We did those workouts together like all the time. And I would share on Snapchat just, you know, this is what I'm doing. And I would just show the picture of the workout. But what people wanted, it, I would constantly get questions. I would get tons of screenshots on that, first of all, because you could see the screenshots on Snapchat. And I would get so many people who were asking, but what is that movement? And what is that? What does that look like? And what? And I didn't have the time or capacity to show my entire workout on Snapchat. Yeah. I was just trying to work out, and here's a little example of what I'm doing. Totally. That was all I was trying to do.
And so, you still have a lot of those sheets, by the way.
And I still use them.
Like the original sheets.
I still use them.
Same workouts. Crazy how much you can recycle the same movements and still get amazing workouts, amazing cardio, amazing movement at all your joints.
Seriously. And what I realized is like, yeah, I could tell someone what to do, or I can show them a picture of something, but does that really help? And so what I wanted to create with the optimal body was, okay, here are the workouts that I do majority of the time. I still lift. I still go to Pilates. I still go to yoga. I still do other things outside of what you see in the optimal body. It's not the one all be all. But when I'm at home and I want to feel good and I want to just get a quick effective workout in, especially during the times of 2020. It's been really great to have these sheets around. But, you know, I wanted to provide something with for people that, yes, you could sweat. Yes, you could get a good workout in. However, I really wanted them to actually understand what the movements were supposed to be doing for the body, not only how to perform them, but how to modify them, how to progress them, how to change them based on different muscle groups that you're trying to, you know, really focus in on depending on your individual body. And then really show that when you modify and change and do things differently, you don't need a whole bunch of equipment to load your own body. And it's not just about the HIIT, right? It's not just about the jumping and the heart and like all that kind of stuff. I know HIIT workouts, that's kind of the concept, is to get a lot of movement in a little period of time, but you can get your heart rate up without having to jump as well. And yeah, I mean, we can go into it a lot more.
I mean,
but
it's
I'll
just an intensity thing with the HIIT workouts. And I know the HIIT stuff is what scares a lot of people away.
It is.
And just to tell you a little more about what the components are in this optimal body library, essentially, that you get. It's,
I like that.
It's HIIT. It's high intensity interval training that you get different levels of. There's a 4x4, a 5x5, which is four exercises that you repeat four times, or five exercises that you repeat five times, and two circuit workouts that are about a half an hour each. So those even kind of progress in difficulty. Mm-hmm. And within each of those, you offer different variations of, okay, jumping lunges aren't doable. Hold on to a chair and just step back and do a lunge and come up. And if you're somebody who doesn't do that often, that is very intense.
Yep. Exactly.
So you get to scale it to yourself. And even when you say, I don't like telling people what to do exactly, well, we're not, because we're not laying out a specific plan. There is a calendar.
There's
a calendar that you can kind of follow, whether you're considering yourself beginning mover, intermediate mover. I'm not exactly sure the terms you use, but kind of gives you a structure to follow. But it's more the exploration, and it progresses from month 1 to month 12. And the core exercises every month progress from level 1 to level 4. So starting with the foundation, we always recommend start with those foundational level 1 core exercises.
Which ones are the hardest for you?
Well, for me, in my own past playing football, lifting weights, I just never really balanced my core pressures well. Mm. So returning around to the level 1 or level 0 core for me, it was like trying to do movements that my body didn't know. And it was like the first time you try spreading your toes, which is something that I also have been getting more into. The first time you try spreading your toes, it doesn't even feel like your brain knows what you're trying to do.
Exactly.
But the more you do it, the more it connects. And so I would do some of these core exercises and I would just be sweating almost like these neurologic sweats because my body was trying so hard to just piece the movement together. So it was very interesting how core ones were more difficult for me than core four.
Yeah.
Just because core four, I would rely on some of the bigger compensatory patterns that I use in my core.
And you guys, he has a six pack.
Which again is very deceiving when people show you if they have like definition or if they're lean, that means that they're strong.
Right.
That's, yeah. Very not true.
Exactly. And the whole intention is truly that it's education. Like you can get a crazy hardcore workout. You could even just that core one. You can get a crazy hard HIIT workout and, you know, all these things. You can get great buttery mobility flows. However, the main message throughout the program is the education. And it's the whole reason that the movements are not based on GIFs or photos. And it's the whole reason that I talk a lot.
Say, because there's a lot of time to talk. So,
hey, but it's really, you know, been so rewarding for me to have started this program of just let me just shoot some videos, do the education, and see what happens. And then everyone started to resonate with that really well.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, now how can we make this even more applicable to what people can feel in their body? And of course, over the course of a year or two, I've learned a lot as well myself as a therapist. And so now reshooting the videos, possibly giving different cues, having you in them, because that was a huge thing for me too, is that there is going to be that comparison, right? I'm the only person showing up. I am saying what the optimal body looks like. And that's not my goal. My goal isn't to say that there's one optimal body or this is what it looks like. My goal is to say, to explore, to continue to learn. And here are what different bodies can look like moving through these different movements. And that was really the intention. And especially even in the HIIT workouts, like or the core workouts, mobility, like all of the things, we slow things down and you don't have to have a lot of weight to really feel things. And I think that's what's surprising for people too. You know, you think HIIT workouts, Tabata workouts, and it's just like, go, 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 go. But when you really focus on form and actually take a step back, things become so much harder. It's why I love Pilates and I taught it for 6 years. Yeah. Is because you can slow that stuff down and people are shaking and burning and hating it. And that's when I love it the most.
I mean, same thing with the HIIT workouts. Like you can get sweating and you can work hard going through those controlled and slow. A controlled slow burpee is like one of the hardest movements there
is. So hard.
But again, with the optimal body, it keeps on evolving. Mm-hmm. Year two, you bring in a lot of your friends.
Yeah.
And a lot of your friends are experts in different areas of movement, which is really cool.
Different people we've interviewed as well.
Totally. Different people who've been on the podcast. And it's really cool just to see how they each bring their own expertise. Yeah. And then once you've been through a whole year of foundationally training your body, you get to dive into that.
Yeah. That's been so fun too, because then it's like, again, I don't want to make this just about me and what I know and what you should do. This is about continued exploration, continued learning. Nice. I've learned a ton from other people, whether it's through training, whether it's through, you know, they're a yogi or just my clients. Like I've learned a lot because you get to explore and see different bodies. So it's a continued journey. And that's really what we wanted to bring in the optimal body. Here are a group of workout type based things that you could do with little to no equipment that you could really like load up your body without needing a ton of equipment and just learn. And my intention there too is that you understand the basis of movement so that then you can go load safely. So that then you can go, you know, do these crazier workouts and not hurt yourself. Like that is my intention. As long as you're in the program, even if it's a month, do the things so that you can at least learn. I don't care if you're in it for life. It would be great because we have an awesome community. However, I want you to just be in there to learn.
Well, and if you're planning on being in it for long term, it's always cheaper to do the year membership. Just a little drop right there because then you have a whole year to learn and you get to really commit to that. I think one of the best things about the program is that it's so minimal equipment. Like you said, you can take a lot of this and do it on the fly. I mean, right now you can access it on the app. So there is a mobile version of being able to access it, which we are also
improving.
So that's to come.
That gets to be improved. Totally. I think a lot of people can agree with me on that.
Absolutely. And just being able to provide the ease of use to the person. Another thing that takes no equipment in a lot of sense, other than sometimes a wall or a bench or something, is the activations. And this is something really cool that is like Jen's genius, I think, that she kind of created this year that we recorded and have started entering in the first year, along with the HITs and the core workouts and the mobility. You also get this set of activations. So what are those and where did that inspiration come from?
That came from kind of, you know, still thinking in like, if I want this program to be like, here's your physical therapist with you, who's kind of coaching you through movement, which is, again, what physical therapists and chiropractors should be doing. We're not just here to do ultrasounds and massages and all of that. They can play a role and they can help. I'm not going to like vilify anything. However, we should be the ones who are really educating you back in your body. And so when I thought of that broad aspect, like, workouts and movement, I want to be there coaching you, right? Core workouts, I want you to understand what the heck the core is because it's not the six pack. The mobility flows, I want you to understand that it's not just passive flexibility, but it's actively moving you in your body so that you feel something different long term. And then activations came into play where it was, okay, now what is muscle activation? What does it mean to really know your body in such an in-tune way that you're firing exactly where you say you want to fire? I'm so tired of doing workouts with friends who are like, I only feel my quads. And I'm like, and then, you know, it's like they have to do 100 banded exercises to feel glutes. And I'm like, well, then we're not building from the foundation. Yeah. You could do banded exercises to fill glutes. That's not bad.
Yeah.
However, like if you aren't able to find those muscles in no matter what workout you're doing, you're not really setting your foundation. And it gets me so fiery and passionate to talk about it because I want people to understand. Like I did a whole HIIT workout 2 days ago, one of the circuit ones, which is hard.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of squats and it's a lot of jumping and it's a lot of lunges and all this kind of stuff. And guess what's the most sore right now? Are my glutes. And the heaviest weight that I used was 20 pounds, two 20-pound dumbbells. Like I think I used that. I used one 25 dumbbell when I was doing goblet squats. So again, heavy, but not very heavy.
Yeah.
And anyways, all of that to say, you don't have to have a lot of load when you understand the tension within your body and you bring that in. And so that's really what I wanted in those muscle activations, is for you to have that better neurological connection so that you're not just feeling quads burning, so that your hip flexors aren't the only things taking over. So your upper traps are not dominating movement with any upper body work, you know, so that the core starts to work with the hamstrings and the glutes and the shoulder blades and all these beautiful things start to come together without you having to really think about it.
Yeah, the activations can be really confusing and make you think a lot.
Yes, they can.
Because she does them all on me. This is basically a form of torture, making people do these activation exercises in the best of ways, but it's awful because you're trying to do these things and your body just starts shaking and convulsing and you're like, oh my gosh, that's what it means to make sure my adductors or whatever are engaged, you know, in this position or engaged through my hip. And that's where it really helps you become a lot more efficient and effective at the HIIT exercises. Mm-hmm. And like you said, being able to do the HIITs and direct it through your glutes, or if you're starting to feel it too much through your quads or your knees, then taking that path that you've started to type up from those activation exercises in your brain to be like, oh, I can do that a little bit more and direct it a little bit more into my glutes to keep it out of my quads. And that's when you really start making these cool connections, like, oh, maybe that's why I feel this way. Because I've been doing this way and not been paying attention to that. And that you'll start to understand what I just said right there once you get into the activations and notice how it actually affects your functional movement.
And they all progress on each other. So there's five every month that you get that are based on different points within the body. And then we take those five and we progress them the next month. And we take those five and we progress them. So we make them harder and more confusing every single time. Mm-hmm. Which hopefully the more that you do it, you start to, like, just like Dom said, connect those dots. And this is what I like to call like the juice of it, right? You can do the functional HIIT workouts. There's a lot to learn. The mobility flows are what everyone wants. You know, core is great. But these muscle activations, these are like, you know, what you're really going to a physical therapist for. This is really what you learn from a chiropractor. Dom and I do them with our clients individually as well. And again, for $27 a month, if you would walk away with five core exercises, imagine paying $27 every single visit, because that's your copay, right? And so that's what I want people to kind of start to process. Like, you're not just getting photos. You're getting instructional, detailed videos with cueing and with seeing different bodies move and with so much education. And you get to just pick and play. No video is going to be over 30 minutes.
It is. It's years of a video library of a doctor of physical therapy educating you through so much. And again, comparing it to what you might pay if you go elsewhere in the healthcare field to try and just address some aches and pains, for a few months of what it would cost to be in this thing, it's almost nothing. It makes so much sense. And you get to be a part of the online community. And you get to see the lives that Jen does weekly, coming on, answering questions. The community has been amazing. Again, with people searching for more communities to get their movement in, people have been scrambling to find something, especially online, that they can feel a part of a community, that they can ask questions. And there are so many more people right now, I'm noticing, that are really reaching out to the group and the community saying, hey, how can we do this together and do it more often?
I love it. And I love when people go in and they answer questions for me. They already know the answers yeah. that someone else should be doing. And I always say that too, because yes, there's a calendar that you can follow, but my biggest want for people is to find what works for their individual body, right? And so when people say, hey, I found that doing HIITs these days and then doing the core and then doing the mobility and the, you know, when you find how you can implement it all into your life without mm-hmm. it taking an overwhelming amount of time, because again, no video is over 30 minutes. The longest one is that HIIT, that's 30 minutes. When you find that you can easily start to implement it and just pick and plug it into your life, it's going to become a lot more seamless and you're just going to continue to learn so much more within your body.
I mean, people ask, again, do we do it? And we just already mentioned you've been doing the HIIT workouts, the same HIIT workouts for years since you've been doing them in the past with your friends. That's what became the program and that's what you still do.
Yeah,
I will do at least one of those HIITs a week. I take out components of the mobility flows daily just because that's what feels good in my body.
I love those mobility flows.
The core workouts, so you'll see me walking around looking at my ribs, like just like looking down at my ribs, like working on some different core activations and stuff through my hips. And so you plug it in how it works for you. And mm-hmm. I consider myself a variable mover. I never do the same exercise. I'm so random. I could use a little more structure sometimes. But these exercises from the Optimal Body workout or Optimal Body membership have remained because they just, I feel it in my body. And saying that as a mover myself and another doctor of physical therapy, I've learned a lot from this program.
Oh, thanks, babe. That's so sweet. And I will say, like, my mother, who is in her upper 60s, she does the workouts and everything, and she modifies exactly like we're talking about. She does the mobility flows, she does the HIIT workouts, and she was like, oh yeah, I don't do the jumps, but I just modify. Like, great. And whenever we do the live, she's always secretly watching.
She's a warrior. Yeah, absolutely.
And then my sister, especially pre-2020, when she's a full-time teacher and a mom of three and an incredible wife and sister. And she actually started doing the program, I think, fully in 2019. And she would wake up before her kids get out of bed around 4 o'clock in the morning and do the 5x5 HIIT workouts. And she just recycles. She'll go through all the 5x5 and then come back around. And I always ask, like, why don't you do like the circuit? And she's like, I can't think and count numbers of that early in the morning. I need the buzzers. So she's funny. But she'll do the entire, you know, 5x5s all the year long and then recycle. And she's even dropped in and done some of the workouts with some of the people that we've brought on in the Optimal Body. And it's just fun, guys. That's all I have to say.
Of course, one question I get often, because if you didn't hear, we had an episode on the mobility method last week. So we've been mentioning that a bit. And if you had more questions on that or didn't hear that episode, go back and check that out. But one of the most often questions is like, should I get the mobility method or the Optimal Body?
It's true.
Our answer is, ¿por qué no los dos? Why not both? Because they go together so well. And that's kind of what we mentioned at the beginning. I will always say, as a good PT, it depends. It depends on where you're at right now and what you're looking for. If there are certain small nagging things that you want to address and nip in the butt, maybe going the mobility method, a more direct route, a little bit more nitpicky in the self-assessment. If you're already doing HIITs, if you're already doing other stuff like that, and you don't want to really slow that down, then I can say, hey, maybe checking out the Optimal Body, because Jen does those things, still goes through so much education. Personally, my preference would be the Optimal Body, especially for somebody like me in movement, because you feel like you're doing stuff, but you're still getting so much education. The mobility method, if you want to systematically go through that self-assessment a little more, then that's probably the best route.
Yeah.
That's at least what I would say.
And we do have people who go through both of them and they enjoy the structure of the mobility method to really find what is individual for their body. And then they still drop in and they do, you know, more of the other work that's beyond the mobility, right? The core, the HIIT, the, and again, when we say HIIT, think of it just educational exercise.
And if you don't want to do
HIIT, I should change it. You know, it's like, totally. I think HIIT scares people away. It's educational exercise.
And you don't even have to touch one of those HIIT workouts the first 6 months, for the first year. Yeah. Like, just now imagine it as your library that's been building up, waiting for you once your body has progressed to that point. There's so much content for you to be taking advantage of. in the meantime.
Oh, and I should say our good friend Jill Miller, who we've had on the podcast mm-hmm. before, she went through a hip replacement surgery. Mm-hmm. And she, you know, did all the rehab and was getting back into training. And something she never thought she would ever touch was HIIT workouts. She joined the Optimal Body and she slaughters them.
Yeah.
She does amazing. And
the jumpy jumps.
She does. She calls them the jumpy jumps.
Because there's so much jumping. If that's
if
your thing.
If you choose it. Yeah.
If that's your thing. She doesn't do all the jumpy jumps.
She doesn't do it. And she's like, I'll make it my own. Like the circuit one, so I'll do one circuit. And I'm like, great. That's exactly what I want. People make it their own. She's like, oh yeah, like my kids know they are in there watching you as I'm moving through it and everything. And she's almost like cried to me before because it was like, I've never thought that I would get back to that level of movement, that high intensity. And here I am moving because you've coached into it. And I feel so honored, first of all, that she, you know, took the time to explore her body in that way. And when you realize and you give your body the opportunity to just try, it's so beautiful what could happen.
And I think one of the most beautiful things when one of your dearest like values is family and is the people closest to you. What makes up your community? It's your family, your mom, your sister, Jill, some of your, you know, best friends that now work out with these videos and as a part of this community. And right now, of course, is a special for our podcast audience.
Yeah.
We want to offer a little code that you can get into this community, try it out. The first month, 50% off, right? Mm-hmm. With code OPTIMAL. So come join us. Check it out. We know that if you do it for 30 days and if you invest in the community, you'll get more back than you ever could have imagined putting in.
Exactly. Everyone always asks, well, is there a free portion to just try it out? My, you know, voice to that is just give yourself the opportunity to dive in. It's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth it. And I don't create a free value of it anymore because there is so much value. And I want people to really take that in and take that on and give yourself the opportunity. It is scary if you kind of look at it all and say, where do I start and what should I do? Just try it out and then try it out again and again and again. Thank you again for joining us on yet another PT Pearl. We just appreciate you so much. And of course, if you need more visuals for each PT Pearl, they are over at DocGenFit on YouTube. There is a whole section for the PT Pearls from the Optimal Body Podcast that you can use to really see what we're talking about. And don't forget, if you really like this, if you're learning from it, share it out, share it with your community. Tell us what you're learning, rate and subscribe to the episode because there's going to be so many more goodies and PT pearls along the way. And if you're ready to dive in even deeper, don't forget, we have an Optimal Body membership with an incredible community of movers learning with us and moving in their body. Until next time, thank you again.